It's a business spotlight, which is brought to you by Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, and it's been happening for almost a year here at your country. And we're glad to have Dan Perry with us this morning from the Tool Barn in Bradford as part of the business spotlight. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Stephen.
All right. Long time. You've been in business down there. How long?
Yeah, we've been down here at this location probably, a total about 14 years.
All right. And before that?
And we were in Fairleigh for five of those.
Okay. So you've actually had the business how long then?
About 15 years.
Okay, good. All right. So, yeah. All right. The Tool Barn is what? Let's talk about that. Tool Barn Incorporated. What actually is it, Dan?
Well, it's a primarily tool rental business located in Bradford.
Yep.
And we also do some new sales and new tools and stuff like Milwaukee and Makita. And then we do a tool repair business as well, which is probably about probably a quarter to a third of the business.
Okay.
Power tools, you know, all the cordless stuff and corded stuff and saws and chop saws and whatnot.
Sure, sure. Now, you also, I noticed in the notes here, you also do trailer hitch sales and installation.
We do that as well, yeah. We've got a auto lift in the garage here, and we do trailer hitch installation and the wiring of stuff and set them all up. New cars or whatever anybody has that needs.
Sure. So what if somebody already has a trailer hitch and they need, what, the ball and the sleeve and all that stuff? You got some of that as well?
Yeah, we stock those as well. We got those right on hand. We got all the connectors, like the old 7-way to 4-way flat for the electrical part of things, and we get the balls in different sizes and what have you.
Sure. All right. So let's get talk about some of the popular rental equipment that you actually have there at the Tool Barn, Dan.
Probably the most popular right now, and of course during the summer months, is the towable man lifts. You can get up there about 43 feet. The best part is you can drop it on the ball in a truck and take it to the job and set up, and you don't have to worry about paying a delivery fee or anything like that. You just go right to work, a matter of 10, 15 minutes on the setup.
And I assume you give people kind of an overview of how to work this equipment before they take off down the road with it.
Absolutely. We definitely do that for sure, because we want them to be able to get the job done and, you know, not have any troubles or what have you, and do it safely.
Yeah. Well, a few years ago, I rented one of those from you, and because on the far side of my house is like three stories, and I'll tell you, that was handy and safe.
Yes, it makes a lot of jobs handy and safe. And
yeah.
And then last few years, been hearing from the older guys like you and I, you know, around our 60s.
Uh-huh. My days of going up on a 40-foot ladder, I think, are over. I'm going to do your towable man lift.
That's exactly where I was going with that, and that's exactly what they're saying. And I had a gentleman yesterday say the same thing. That
yeah.
It's not worth going to the hospital over a couple $100, you know.
It's not either, no? And nope. So what are the rates on something like that? How does that work?
Yeah, towable man lift runs $210 a day,
mm-hmm.
And then we do a five-day week for $840,
okay.
Which basically gives you one at no charge.
Sure, it definitely.
Helps you out in case, like yesterday, we had one out for the week. And it rained yesterday, and he called me, and I said, no, you're all set. You know, mm-hmm. Finish up on Friday, you'll be fine.
Yeah, good. How about the mini excavator?
Yeah, that's a real popular unit, too. That just went out again this morning and booked all for the weekend and everything, and all next week, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of handy. It's, you know, not too big, not too small. And, you know, I wouldn't want to dig a little house foundation or something, but, you know, water lines and electrical lines and cleanup work, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Small trees, small stumps. You can do okay with it.
Sure, sure. And you also have a tractor with backhoe.
Yep, tractor backhoe is almost the same thing. The only benefit there is if you got to move material like stone or stain mat for your driveway, stuff like that, it makes it a lot easier just to have the front bucket. And then if you want to dig a ditch across or something, you could do that as well. But
so the excavator and the tractor with backhoe, a little bit bigger, you deliver those?
We do, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, we got a truck and trailer. We do all the delivering on that equipment. Make sure it gets there safely, and also show the customers how to use it, because some of them don't even come into the office, you know, they just call or whatever. So
do you have a parameter, a delivery radius that you kind of stick within?
Well, we try to stay within 30, but, you know, we've been down to Norwich, and Hanover, mm-hmm. That's probably the limit on that part of that end of the scope, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, we've been up as far as Monroe and Bath and stuff like that.
Okay. Also, heading into that time of the year, wood splitters. I assume you have more than one.
We do, yeah. We got a couple wood splitters out here. Those do get pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
And even sometimes during the summer, at the beginning of the season, they get it done ahead of time, you know.
Yeah, good idea. All right, so run down some of the other equipment you have at the Tool Barn. Might include the floor sanders and floor buffers?
Yeah, we do a lot of floor sanding and buffing. And floor buffers we use a lot with a sanding screen. So if you got like a floor you just want to clean the urethane up on and put out a new fresh coat or something like that, just light scratches, it'll take care of that,
mm-hmm.
Versus the sander really, you know, gets after things. It's a drum sander, a little more aggressive with that, but the buffer is a lot lighter to carry, so we try to get people to go with the buffer if they're just doing a cleanup job and restaining, and works good on some decks. My son's actually had a little bit of gray paint on it, and we used it on that, and it cleaned it right up, took all the sharp edges off, and then repainted it, of course.
Sure. Yeah, people sometimes don't think that you can use some of this equipment outdoors, but you can, like you said, on a deck or maybe a porch you want to get back looking good again.
Yeah, we're a lot of buffing on the decks just because it also gets close to the edge because you don't need the edger like you would with a drum sander.
All right, so that's good to know.
You can do it all with one tool.
Sure.
And if you're just taking the paint off and repainting it.
Yeah, and some of this stuff, you're only going to use it once in a while. It only makes sense to rent it. And the prices, boy, you can't beat some of the prices you've mentioned already.
It does, yeah. The buffer, we get 30 a day for it, and the screens are anywhere from 5 to 7.
But. Yeah. Go out and try buying a brand new mini excavator or tractor with a backhoe, right?
Yeah, so about 40,000. The tractor backhoe's around 52. So.
That's right. How about generators, pressure washers, that type of stuff?
Absolutely. We got 3 or 4 generators on hand, anywhere from 4,100. Got a couple 6,000, 6,100 as well. Really popular. Of course, if there's an outage or something, they really get popular. But some guys use them on, small construction sites, quick job they need or something until the power gets there. We've had some long-term, week-long rents and stuff like that, or just a day-by-day thing.
Yeah. Talking with Dan Perry, who's the owner of the Tool Barn right there in Bradford. It's part of our monthly business spotlight, where it's brought to you by Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. And we've been doing this almost a year, and we've learned a lot of different things, I'll tell you, in the last 10 months or so. Dan, I know you've been doing this a long time, about 15 years right there in that location in Bradford. Let's talk about some of the people that you help you out with employees.
Yeah, I've got Carol Porter doing tool repair. He's been doing it for years and years and years. He was actually doing it way before he even got here. And then Steve Bowles does my delivery and stuff. Comes in the morning, makes a run done, and then comes back the next day to do it, pick it up or whatever it needs to be done. Then I've got Sonia Sweet in here, does some bookkeeping. She only shows up once a week. Because we don't really need somebody all the time for that.
Yeah, depending, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's go back to talk about the tool, the power tool repair. So if I'm not renting it, but I have a problem with the power tool, is this what you're saying? You'll take a look at it?
Absolutely, we do that. Yeah, we're an authorized service center for a lot of the major brands, Milwaukee, Makita, Porta-Cable, DeWalt. And, bring it in, sometimes even for warranty work, or just if you, cut off the cord on a skill saw or something like that, or anything, we'll take care of that for you. We do a lot of that. We do some a little bit larger stuff, too, once in a while, compressors and table saws, chop saws, that type of thing.
So what most typically is the problem with power tools nowadays? I mean, it seems like everything's going to battery packs.
Yeah, the cordless thing, everything's going that way, and those have been pretty good, pretty popular. We sell the Milwaukee line and stuff and built the inventory up a little bit on that and been real popular all summer with that. And, you don't have to worry about dragging a cord around behind you or what have you. And they've been really pretty reliable. Once in a while, there's a few that need something, but it's usually within a year of warranty or 2 years of warranty or three or whatever, so we fix it right up for them.
But. Yeah. My experience, some of these saw blades we talk about, you can dull them, I shouldn't say pretty quick, but they do get dull, but it's still got a lot of life left in it. Can you put a edge on it again?
We actually have a guy that will come here and pick some saw blades up and stuff. We got actually two different people that will do that.
Interesting. So. Okay.
You got some that, expensive blades that want to be sharpened instead of throwing away. You can just bring them in and you'll sharpen the carbide teeth or whatever and get them back in shape for you.
Yeah. I don't think we mentioned where you're actually located in Bradford. Some people that are new might not know.
Yeah. Years ago we were in Fairleigh, but we moved up to Bradford and we're down next to the Free Church, which is just south of Oaks Brothers, which is now just south of the Tractor Supply Building. So you can see the traffic light from here. It's not that far. It's south on 5.
Yeah, south on 5. Just go through the traffic light. Well, is it the only traffic light in Orange County or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Right there in Bradford. All right. Dan Perry's with us, owner of the Tool Barn in Bradford. You have a project that's, I guess, going to be happening next door. I know it's been in the news, and the General Opinion's done a great job of covering some of the expansion projects in and around Bradford.
Yeah, we've had a couple things going on in town lately, which is really nice. We got Tri-Valley Transit, formerly Stagecoach, is set up over in the old sand pit. They're pretty much done there. I think they're waiting for some paving. But next door, Tractor Supply is building, and those guys are right at it, and I have a bird's eye view, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was a little rough on them laying block, but they're building some pretty impressive block walls up about 18, 20 feet. And crew of six or seven, it's just truly amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Once they get the go-ahead, things move pretty quick, don't they?
Yeah, they should be. Well, first they were talking about being open by Christmas, whatever, but I think they're a little ahead of schedule. They might be a little bit quicker than that. So.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be done when it's done. You
sure.
know how it goes.
Sure. All right, let's talk about the hours at the Tool Barn.
We run Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, 8 to noon on Saturday. Close Sunday for usually a day off.
Right. Here's another question. So if I'm renting a piece of equipment and I blow a hose in it and I need you Sunday at 10 o'clock, well, how's that work?
I don't hide that hard. Most okay. people can figure out how to get a hold of me.
They can. All right. So once, I'm sure once in a while that happens, doesn't it, Dan?
It does once in a while.
Sure. All right. Of course, as we mentioned a few times, Dan Perry is with us, owner of the Tool Barn in Bradford, bringing up a lot of the formalities that make his business a success. And for as long as you've been in business, I'm sure you have a lot of repeat customers.
We do. We got some really, really good repeat customers and guys who work with well, and even the new ones are good too, but the repeat ones kind of keep you going, just
sure.
like all the businesses in the Upper Valley here. Without our local repeat business up in this valley, we'd be pretty tough.
Definitely. Yeah. We thank Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, for being the monthly sponsor of Business Spotlight. We've talked a lot of interesting businesses in the last 10 months or so. We look forward to next month's conversation. We'll be talking with Tara Roy. She's owner, along with Pete, down at PT Farm in North Haverhill. Meanwhile, I know you had some final comments you wanted to add to our conversation today.
Yeah, basically, I thank Lil Rivers, for the COVID vaccine clinics they did. They were really, really handy to get to. I was one of the fortunate ones that had one right in my backyard at Oxbow.
Mm-hmm.
And could go over and get it and get down here to get to work on a Saturday morning. Worked out real well. But they've really stepped up in the Upper Valley, doing a good job for us. And also, Wells River Savings Bank. It's pretty neat to have the opportunity to be on the Business Spotlight. And they, along with both banks in the area, really support local communities, local businessmen. I've been working with both of them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Way, way, way back in 89 when I built the first laundromat in Fairley, and then after that, one in Woodsville, and then, of course, in Wells River when they did the project up there. So always been real good to me. They've had a lot of good people through the years. Kind of sad to see some of them retiring mm-hmm. or whatever, but such as Marvin and a few others. But, there's always good help there, and seems to be a really good local bank and really take care of the customers and care, especially during the pandemic. Can't say enough about that. Everybody was hurting a little bit. They worked really hard on the PPP loan thing as well as, regular loans. I skipped a couple payments just to get through that first initial thing, and what a difference it made. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to thank them for everything they do.
Great customer service. Now, also, you do some stuff with Luke at Undercover Tents, do you?
Absolutely.
Didn't realize that. So what's the deal?
Yeah, we had a little extra space here in the building. He actually started renting a little office way, way, way back, pretty much when he first decided he needed an office, and been here ever since. And that was shortly after we built this building in 2010. So he's here. He's got Aaron here. Aaron's actually manning the phones, and Carol's watching the counter for me while I'm in the other room hiding out doing this interview with you.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, thank Luke and them for that. I'm actually right in his little showroom, that space that I rented to him, where it's nice and quiet. And, he's got quite a showroom now. Got a little office space for him, and they've really expanded and been busy. Of course, the pandemic really hammered the event and tent business pretty good. But so they've been paying a lot of catch-up, and as Winston mentioned earlier today, help has been a problem. Can kind of limit your amount you could do for the summer for the businesses like that. But, hey, they're going strong, taking care of customers real well, and we work real well together. And it's been great to have somebody around all day.
Definitely. Dan Perry, the owner of the Tool Barn. Now, you mentioned your laundromats. You've got a few of those in the listening area. Let's just talk about those for a second then, Dan.
I do. We've got one in Fairley I did back in 89. And that one's been going right along ever since. And then I did the one in Woodsville, right on 6 Smith Street. That was back in 85,
mm-hmm.
or 95. And then when Wells River renovated those buildings next to the bank operations building, they looking for a tenant there. They used to be a laundromat there years ago, so I said sure. And went in there and put some machines in there. I actually leased that space from them, but I own the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been kind of an interesting business. And you know, I don't, when I go home at night, I don't like sitting around very much, so it's funny to run up and down the valley for.
I guess so. So, boy, I can't imagine how many washing and drying machines that you'd have in all those laundromats.
I take care of 76 machines.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It seemed, now, last year or a couple of years ago, did you replace all of them in Wells River? It seems like I saw a lot of machines coming and going there.
Yes, there is two different stages over there. But, yeah, some of the six in the back were replaced not too long ago.
Yeah.
Tried to rotate them out. I did the same thing over to Woodsville. We're in good shape over there with pretty new washers, only 2 or 3 years old.
Good.
And dryers as well. So yeah. it's a rotating thing. You want to keep them up. I like to keep them all working. I don't like to be down for more than 24 hours. Once in a while, you have a parts problem there.
Sure.
Supply problem. But other than that, we try to keep them up and running. Of course, son Daniel works at Wells River Savings, so he's conveniently located to take care of both if I need something during the day or during his lunch hour anyways, once in a while. So that's kind of handy as well.
It's certainly. Good. Good. Yep. Well, a lot of great information this morning. I didn't realize all this stuff, and I'm sure our listeners didn't either. Dan Perry, owner of the Tool Barn and, of course, the local laundromats that we just mentioned. How about your final comments today, then? I know we went down a few of them there a few minutes ago, but you might have some to add to it, Dan.
No, we pretty much covered everything there was to it. You know, we're here all the time and like to take care of people, like to help people out. One of the lifts went rolling out again this morning. The excavator went out this morning, so we're always moving stuff. And it's just kind of fun, you know. And like I said, we built up a little bit more Milwaukee inventory in here now, so that's been pretty popular. But yeah, so we're here, you know, like I said earlier, 7:30 to 4:30 weekdays, 8 to noon on Saturday. And then you can get a hold of us at 202-222. 9311.
Definitely. And again, remember, you know, equipment and tool rentals, power tool repair, new tool sales and service, trailer hitch sales and installation. So a lot that they do there. Dan, a lot of great information. We appreciate you spending it with us this morning.
Absolutely.
And remind our listeners again, it's the Business Spotlight. It's the fourth Friday of the month, shortly after 8:30, brought to you by Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. We've been chatting with Dan Perry, the owner of the Tool Barn in Bradford. Next month, we'll be chatting with Tara Roy, her and Pete, owner of PT Farm, and that'll be on Friday morning, September 17th. Have a good weekend, Dan.
Very good. You too, Stephen. I hope everybody enjoys the weekend and get out and have some fun.
Thank you.